let's talk about your time at OU, what it was like for you. What was your major?
I was a TCOM major.
Okay.
Yeah. TCOM was a minor in film. I was the PR coordinator, public relations coordinator for the Athens Film Festival. That was one of my, I loved that. I had so much fun doing that. And I really got to kind of feed my passion for filmmaking back then. But TCOM was my thing. So, you know, I landed there in 1985. I was in, I ended up in the, in South Greene in Pickering. Is it, I was in Pickering's where my freshman room was. And then I ended up in Bryan Hall. I felt smart because it was an academic dorm back in the day and you had to have like a high GPA. And
ooh.
I don't know, I faked everyone out somehow and got in. I don't know how. But I ended up getting a super single. It's one of my best stories ever. I got a super single my sophomore year, meaning I had a double room by myself.
Oh my gosh.
And, oh my goodness gracious, was I popular. Everybody wanted to hang out in my room. But I was in Bryan Hall all of my sophomore year. Yeah, all of my sophomore year. And then my junior and senior year, I moved to West State Street, 66 West State. And truly, the amount of parties and fun that happened there is crazy. Just crazy. Here's some good dirt for you. You ready?
Oh, yes, so, yes.
I got a judge from the Athens courthouse found me and somehow or another remembered we had all been out on a Saturday night and we ended up going skinny dipping at some lake. We had all gone with a big group of us, and of course, you know, maybe we had had a few drinks in a hooli. I don't know. And ended up skinny dipping. The Athens police brought us all in, and we had to stay in the clanker for a night, and then showed up in front of the judge in the morning, and he just laughed at us. He was like, "What are you kids doing?" I somehow or another, and I had no idea, the judge or someone connected to it found me because I'm queer and sent me an email, and just, it was hysterical. He said, "I love the show. I couldn't be prouder of you. And listen, if you ever want to come and get your offense expunged from your record, I'll be more than glad to help you."
So what about, I'm curious about, like, the culture when you were at OU. Like, was there an LGBT center? Like, do you feel like it was an accepting place? I feel like it is now, but I'm curious, you know, what was it like then?
Yeah, 30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Here's what it was. It was this kind of beautiful place of acceptance, right? There was definitely not a lot of kind of LGBTQ awareness, if you will. It wasn't, you know, it was the early days. It was one of the things, there was a little bit of don't ask, don't tell for a bit. And then it really was just a place to grow and figure out who you are and who you were. And I think that, again, speaks to what OU has always kind of been, right? It's been a safe haven to spend 4 years of learning about yourself and connecting with people different than yourself. I loved OU. I loved the culture. I just remember just the sense of kind of just beauty and freedom at OU, and that it wasn't judgmental, you know. And of course, there was always going to be this or that person that didn't, you know, perhaps agree. But I remember feeling so safe there, and really being able to grow and become the beginning of the man that I am today, you know.
Okay, so the reason, I guess, this whole thing was even brought to my attention was you tagged us on Instagram when you were interviewed on Morning Edition. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you worked at WOUB in college. What did you do at WOUB?
I ran the gamut there. Again, one of those like hands-on experiential things that I can't put enough emphasis on that gave me such confidence and know-how when I stepped into the real workplace. You know, all of your free time, you'd show up at WOUB, and I learned to finally how to run the board and to how to run things. So then All Things Considered and NPR would come on in the afternoons, and I would throw to All Things Considered. I'd be like, you know, there's a David Collins, 1340, Athens, Public Radio Service of Ohio University. It's time for All Things Considered. And then, you know, bring in All Things Considered and listen to all of the amazing interviews and all of that. So for me, when I have in the original Queer Eye and in this one, the honor of being asked to come and speak at NPR, you know, National Public Radio connects directly to me back to OU, right, and to Ohio University and in those early days. So I was, like I said, in that tag, I was so humbled and, more importantly, so grateful for what I learned back mm-hmm. at OU and the public radio and public television system.